In marriage, every couple will hurt each other. Sometimes the hurt is small, a careless tone, a forgotten promise, a distracted moment. Sometimes the hurt is deeper, repeated neglect, harsh words, secrecy, betrayal, or patterns that have gone unaddressed for years. A strong marriage is not a marriage where no one ever causes pain. A strong marriage is one where repair becomes a way of life. Repair is the covenant practice of returning to love after damage has been done. A real apology is more than saying, "I'm sorry you feel that way." That is often not an apology. It can be a way to avoid responsibility. A covenant apology sounds more like this: "I spoke harshly. I interrupted you. I embarrassed you in front of the kids. I dismissed your concern. I used silence to punish you. I was defensive instead of listening. I see how that hurt you. Will you forgive me? What do I need to change?" A true apology names the harm without excuse. It does not say, "I only did that because you." It does not say, "You're too sensitive." It does not say, "I already said I was sorry, so get over it." Repair also includes changed behavior. Words matter, but patterns matter too. When the same apology is repeated again and again without growth, the wounded spouse may begin to lose trust. That is why reconciliation and trust are not the same thing. Forgiveness can be offered from the heart. Reconciliation requires repentance. Trust is rebuilt over time through consistent faithfulness. For ordinary marriage conflict, repair may be simple. A couple may pray, talk, apologize, hug, and reset. But when there is abuse, coercion, addiction, intimidation, ongoing betrayal, or fear, repair requires wise outside help. Forgiveness does not mean pretending harm did not happen. Grace does not mean enabling sin. Covenant does not require a spouse to remain unsafe. In everyday marriage, couples can practice small repair attempts. "Can we start that conversation again? That came out wrong. I am sorry for my tone. I want to understand you. I love you, and I do not want this wall between us." These small sentences can reopen a closed heart. Reconnection may also include affection, prayer, shared meals, walking together, laughing again, or simply sitting close after a hard conversation. Christian marriage is not kept alive by never failing. It is strengthened by confession, forgiveness, repentance, and restored tenderness. The question is not, will we ever have conflict? The better question is, when conflict wounds us, will we return to covenant love